Okay, I've got to get your thoughts on this because this is going to be the as a cat owner, this is going to be my, you know, let's get away from the vaccine and the politics for a second. Should cats be on a leash? No, I have an outdoor cat. But there's BC cities, like in Victoria, BC, you have to put your cat on a leash or you get a fine. And there's Richmond, BC. They're saying, yeah, it's time because they're killing birds and they're doing all sorts of damage. And so we're going to have a bylaw to put cats on a leash. 1-855-633-1010, 1-855-633-1010 or 71010. Do you think, would you support a bylaw that said your outdoor cat has to be on a leash? Now, a lot of people don't like outdoor cats. They think you should declaw the cat because cats legitimately kill millions of birds. But City Councilor Michael Wolf from Richmond, BC joins us now. Councilor, I'm a cat owner. I'm a dog and cat owner, but I do have an outdoor cat, Oliver. And Ollie loves to go outside, and I don't want to put Ollie on a leash. What's the drill here?
Well, I agree with you. I love cats. I've had cats my whole life, and I actually have two wonderful indoor cats that are 16 years old and very active living indoors. So the issue is when they are outside, unless we're watching them fully in our and we know where they are on our side of the fence, then that's perfectly fine. But even then, there are cats with the killing mindset where even if you stake them to a long chain in the middle of grass, I've seen it, within minutes, they'll catch the first bird that comes within their vicinity because they're skilled hunters. They're genetically designed with claws and teeth to kill things. Thankfully, at night when my cat was walking over my head last night, he didn't have that mindset. So I'm here and I'm speaking on behalf of the cat lover, but as well, I spend a lot of time outdoors. I have a 18-month daughter. We walk everywhere, and there are feral cats. And when I see them with birds hanging in their mouth, or positioned waiting to ambush the next songbird that's landing to get a meal, in the winter time, or the migrating birds coming through, that's what they're out there to do. So that's why it's time for a change, and education is first. It shouldn't be straight to a fine or get your cat picked up and taken to the pound. It should all start with education and have information on our website about cats. We have it for dogs. Cats are far behind.
So no more outdoor cats.
Outdoor cats supervised. Outdoor cats on your private property. And if that means that they catch wild birds on your property, then maybe that's the starting place. Because how is anyone going to know that that's happening? Or because it's in your secluded space. But yeah. If it's on
my cat does catch birds too, and I hate it. And millions of birds are lost. But I don't know. Like, and I've been told by lots of shelters that don't, you know, cat like Evan. They kill songbirds. Like Barry says, Evan, cats are the number one killer of songbirds, and I know that. But my gosh, like, and I've been told by, I think, the Ottawa SPCA, like, Evan, you're a bad owner if you let your cat out, because cats get hit by cars and, you know, but declawing a cat inside also seems cruel.
Well, we take our cats to vet to get it done, because it is probably the cruelest thing that you can do to our cats. They absolutely hate it. If we do it, but the vet knows how to hold them and it's no problem. They say, oh, your cats are wonderful. So if you do it right, it seems to work. But our cats that are outdoors, here's the thing. There's a cat outdoors. I loved it. When we moved into our newest house here when my daughter was born, there was this cat that would always come by and I would feed it. And I learned the story from the neighbors as I was meeting them. Oh, this cat's outdoors because its past owner moved and they didn't want to take the cat. So they left it and it just started mooching off everything. And it also became a great hunter. And I'd have a love for this cat, and I'd have a hate for this cat, just all in this last year. Then a few months ago, my neighbor over the fence said, hey, by the way, our cat that we share, I took it to the herd of the vet, and they said she's really infected with bacterial diseases, and she should never go outside again. And so
yeah, but I get that, but and I know that, but you and I both know, Michael Wolf, that anecdotes aren't data. There are going to be cats that get injured outside, but maybe a lot of cats like it. I got, people are very passionate about this. What's, by the way, let's say, what would the fine be if someone got caught with their cat without a leash?
I don't have a number for that, but I would definitely say it should be equivalent to breaking the rules for dogs off leash. And since we had regulations move for that, we don't see it around in Richmond anymore. You don't see dogs wandering the streets because the education campaign worked and the registration campaign worked. I'm not saying you need to move to vines or registration for your cats, but why not put a collar and a name on it? Then if it does get lost, that's, we got a lot of those right now, lost cat signs, because they're found dead with no notification on them, or they can be returned sooner.
In BC, in Victoria, it's like $150 if a cat is not on a leash. And I think in BC, there's about 24 required that you have a identification tag or a licensing. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us. Richmond, BC City Councilor Michael, well, thank you for that. This is going to set off cat calls across the country. Thank you.
Meow.